You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
And, you know, many people, I know in this season, in this time that we're in at the moment, many of you are facing obstacles. Many of you are facing things in your life like sickness or trauma. There are definitely obstacles that are in our life, confusion. But if there's one thing that God wants to remind you through the Holy Spirit this morning on Pentecost Sunday, is that the Holy Spirit is with you always. He is with you always through every trial, through every circumstance, through every obstacle. The Holy Spirit will never leave your side. He is with you always. That's the good news of the gospel morning, church. As we come around His word today, I want you to be encouraged by the promise. The Holy Spirit is with you always. And in John chapter 14, verses 26, it says, "But the Helper," this is the words of Jesus right now, "but the Helper, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Counselor, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and He will help you to remember everything that I have told you." He will teach you all things. He will help you remember everything that Jesus has said to you. And I have these moments, and I had it last week when I was talking to a friend, where I'm in complete awe of the Holy Spirit. I was talking to a friend who had found herself in a place just where she was discouraged, where she was tired. And as I began to share with her the good news of the gospel, I watched the Holy Spirit speak through me. Yes, it was my voice, but it was the words and the truth and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I watched Him lead through me. I watched Him speak through me. And I come away from these moments, church, in complete awe of the Holy Spirit as I watch Him encourage people, as I watch Him bring them out of their ditch, remove the obstacles and get them to stand on solid ground again with joy and with freedom. And it's in those moments where the Holy Spirit has ministered to us personally that we need to stand back and we need to be in awe of the Holy Spirit, to take that moment to lift our praise, to lift our thanksgiving and say, "Holy Spirit, we're so glad for your guidance. We're so glad that Jesus sent you to this earth, that you could live and dwell within our hearts, that you have made your home. We're so glad that you can counsel us." Do you find yourself in those moments where you can lift up your eyes to heaven and thank the Holy Spirit and thank Him for His guidance? He's so wonderful. He's so beautiful. And I'm in complete awe of Him. You know, the Holy Spirit, He takes our information, He takes what we know, but He takes that straight directly to Jesus. And what He does is He gets the truth of the Word. He gets the truth of what Jesus is saying about our information, and then He brings it back to us with revelation. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you. The Holy Spirit wants you to remember what Jesus' word is to you. So He takes your information. He replaces it with truth and revelation. Why? So you can be guided into all truth, into all peace. And that is the assurance of God's word today. Not only will He teach you this morning, church, but He will help you to remember the truth of His word. And this morning I want to talk to you about five truths that I have learned in my journey. And I know that there are so many more truths, but five truths that I have learned that I want to bring our attention to about the Holy Spirit. The first truth that He wants to teach you this morning is that He will make you brave. He wants you to remember this morning the second truth, that the Holy Spirit is here to come alongside of you. The third truth, the Holy Spirit wants to teach you to remove every obstacle in your life as He comes next to you. The fourth truth, any ditch that you ever find yourself in, it is the Holy Spirit who has the power to pull you out of that ditch. And this last truth this morning, He is your comforter and He has come to your heart to comfort you and your life always. So this first truth, as we come around His word this morning, the Holy Spirit, He is the one that will make you brave. As present as Jesus was on the earth, is the same Spirit of God that is present in our hearts and in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to us that He would send us another just like Him. He would be our helper. He is going to be your comforter, counselor, and strengthener, which means somebody who has been called in to you. It is somebody that Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. Several years ago, I saw the Holy Spirit move upon a little girl's life that has impacted me to this day, and not only impacted me, but impacted her life. Have you ever seen the Holy Spirit strengthen somebody's life? And this is the story of Sarah. I met Sarah when she was 9 years of age, where the Holy Spirit came with God's presence to her life. He met her heart with His counsel and His comfort, and it was His strength that moved Sarah in such a way her life completely changed from that point. It would be so dramatic that she would continue to this day to be continually transformed by the strength of the Holy Spirit. This day, the Holy Spirit made Himself known to Sarah. The reality of the Bible leapt off the pages and we saw it come alive right in front of our eyes. The Holy Spirit spoke to this little girl in visions where she cried with absolute grief and laughed and smiled like it was the first time she was experiencing joy and hope. Visions that would last upon her for hours as this presence of the living God made Himself known and real to her. I saw Sarah experiencing the Holy Spirit for the first time in a way that was so accurate that not one detail of her life would be left unchanged for her. It would be 20 years later I would find out just how detailed and accurate that work of the Holy Spirit was in her life as a 9-year-old child. You see, Sarah, as I found out the information 20 years later, I met Sarah at 9, but it was 3 the day Sarah went into the orphanage. Her father had died from a terrible sickness, and the financial burden of the loss would be so great a strain for her mother, to the point that looking after her 4 children became so much to her mentally and physically and spiritually. She found herself in a place of trauma, a place so traumatic that she tried to kill her 4 children several times, and that's why Sarah and her siblings were rescued and taken to that orphanage in India. Sarah was filled with the weight of hopelessness. She didn't even know what hope was. And that day at night, she didn't even know Jesus Christ. But through that time with the Holy Spirit took Sarah's information, everything that she had known up until that point, and He took it to the Savior Jesus. And what the Holy Spirit did was reveal Jesus Christ, her Savior, to Sarah's life. And that day, she met the rescuer. She met the strengthener. She met the counselor because of the power of the Holy Spirit. She was completely healed. She saw the face of Jesus. Her heart was filled with hope from the strengthener, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. Why is it that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to you and to I? And it was for this reason, to strengthen you with the fullness of the kingdom of God. Everything that is in the kingdom of God, God through his love wanted to make available to every single one of us as his children. And what is it that he asks of us? That we would simply receive all that he has given to us. A strengthener means someone who is called in. But it is the reason why this person is called in that gives this word its meaning. The word comes from the Latin word fortis, which means brave. The Holy Spirit is your strengthener, and he is the one who enables someone disheartened to be brave. He takes away your inadequacies, are obstacles, and enables God's grace to hold you with his ability. Do you know what that means, church? It gives you access, the ability to access God's power. And it's like an echo. I remember going to a cave once, and as children, you say your name, and in a cave, it comes back with the echo. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. He is that echo right next to you. As soon as you utter a word for his help, his word echoes back to you because he's standing right beside you. You can access his power at any time. You can call out, and his response is right next to you. It's his might that comes and holds you with his grace. And his might is the power to work. It's to carry something into effect. She had no hope, Sarah. But the Holy Spirit and his might was the power to work God's grace into her life. And on the other side was the effect of hope. As a 9-year-old child, she was experiencing hope for the first time. And it is his strength. The Holy Spirit comes into your life to strengthen you, to build strength in your life. Why? To make you brave. It's not based on what you can do or your strength. It is based on his grace that holds you together to make you brave. The second truth this morning is that the Holy Spirit, he is here to be alongside of you. And he is on standby, ready to make you effective. For anything that he has called you to do, he is waiting for you to call him, waiting for you to access him so he can stand you ready in your assignment that he has called you to. I love the book of John. And John chapter 16, verse 13 says this, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. As I sat down ministering with Sarah that day, God gave me this prophetic word. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He doesn't speak information into your life. He speaks the truth of God's word into your life. And he wants to use the body of Christ to be vessels to encourage all mankind around you. And I knew the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And as I sat down with Sarah, with an interpreter, as she didn't even speak a word of English, I said what the Holy Spirit was saying. I didn't use my own words. I did the teaching of the Holy Spirit that I only say what I hear the Spirit of God speaking to me. And I said these words of the Holy Spirit, Sarah, one day God is calling you to be a pastor. When you're an adult, God wants to move you into ministering the word of God, ministering to his people. This same hope that you have discovered is the same hope that you are going to minister into those around you. Sarah, one day God has called you to be a minister of his truth. She was 9 years of age at the time. You know, the Holy Spirit came alongside her to show her how he saw her. Brave, strengthened, full of hope for the future that was yet to come, a truth that was in her life. So what is Jesus saying? He's saying to you, I have set you apart for a task and I'm sending you out to the territory that I have given you for a very difficult engagement. But I am going to send someone with you, the Parakletos, who will guide you as to what you are to do, but to help enable you to carry out all that I've called you to do. You can do your assignment. He, the Holy Spirit, he is the one that will get you ready. Do you know today, 20 years later, sometimes, church, you can speak a word and not know where it lands, where it goes, or what fruit comes from it. But 20 years later, I saw this fruit. Sarah is now a pastor. Sarah is now married to a pastor, and together with her family, they minister in a church. With God's grace, with God's goodness, his efficiency, his power and his might, it accomplishes every good work that God has called you to do. He has set you apart this morning. He has ordained you with a calling, but he does not leave you alone. He guides you. He teaches you. He helps you to remember everything that Jesus has said into you. I didn't even remember that word I gave to her. But as I sat with her 20 years later, she said to me, Naomi, do you remember what you said to me? And she was so excited, so filled with hope to tell me that her God, who had spoken truth to her, that word had become active, it became living, and it had taken effect in her life. This third truth is that the Holy Spirit, he will remove every obstacle out of your life. Romans 8:26. So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and helps us up in our weakness, for we do not wot prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself knows our need and at the right time intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words. Those moments when we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside of us, helping us along. And that word helpeth, it conveys the idea of a real partnership between us and the Holy Spirit. This cooperation that we see, and it paints the picture of two individuals working together to get the job done. What this means is to take hold of something with somebody else, gripping it together as tightly as possible and throwing your combined weight against it to move it out the way. The Holy Spirit literally becomes one with us in the task of removing every obstacle. In the midst of our weaknesses, when we are inadequate at times to get the job done, the Holy Spirit says, hey, let me grab hold of that hindrance with you. And you and I will push it together until it is moved completely out of the way. The obstacle in Sarah's life that I never even realized until 20 years later, as a 9-year-old, the obstacle in her life was sickness. She had terrible issues of blood continually coming out of her body. But you see what God's word says to that? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. In the Greek, it would be translated as weaknesses. It is used to describe people who are sickly or ailing in their bodies, minds, and emotions. This morning before I came to church, I was doubled up in pain again, and that's what I had to do, is I had to remind myself of the truth. The Holy Spirit is my aid. The Holy Spirit comes alongside of me. Right when I'm in this pain, he is right in that pain with me, gripping a hold of me and seeing and desiring and speaking over me that I'm going to come out of that obstacle. The Holy Spirit comes to help us, to help you in your weaknesses. When we are simply too weak physically, mentally, spiritually, and by ourselves, we don't have what it takes to get these obstacles moved. This is why we need the Holy Spirit. He is our partner. He is the one that helps you and I remove those obstacles of pain and sickness out of our lives. Sometimes we just don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit does. So it's the Holy Spirit. He's the one who comes to assist us in prayer, throwing his weight, the weight of heaven, church, throws the weight of heaven against our weaknesses to remove them from our lives. And that is why he has come to bear this responsibility for us, assisting us in removing anything in our lives that is ailing, whether it's frailty in the body, our minds, or a weakness, stubborn issues in our spiritual work. He is the one who comes alongside of you this morning. As he came along Sarah as a 9-year-old with massive health issues, it was his presence that day, under the presence of God, that every single ailment in her body was absolutely healed and delivered, and she was set free. What an assurance of being healed, knowing the same Spirit that rolled away the stone from the tomb of Jesus Christ. In the same way, the Holy Spirit comes and removes every stone in our lives, that we can walk out of those tombs that try and hold us down, and we can walk and stand on stable ground. That's the truth of the Holy Spirit this morning. The fourth truth: he will get you out of the ditch. Romans 8, 26 to 28. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail, church, in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. There are so many times when we don't know what to pray. When the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us, he means he joins you where you're at, and he determines the situation of what it is that is ailing your body. And he seeks the truth of God, and he comes and stands with you in agreement in prayer. He prays through you with accuracy to the most minute detail. The word intercession means to fall into the ditch with you. You see, empathy is a culture of this world, and empathy is wonderful. Empathy says if somebody's in a ditch that you know, come down into the ditch with them and sit with them and simply say to them, I'm here with you. There's no power to get them out of the ditch. There's no power to encourage them. It's just to remain with them in the ditch. But this is the power of the Holy Spirit. He comes into the ditch with you. He ascertains the need. He comes with accuracy and detail with the Spirit of God, who knows all things, and with this truth. He begins to tighten you with your hand and grip to that obstacle that's in your body. And he prays that truth alongside of you. You don't stop praying, but you start praying with the Spirit, and he prays through you alongside of you, and he then takes you by the hand and he lifts you out of that ditch. He removes that obstacle and he stands your feet on solid ground. This is what he says: I'm here with you. I'm going to grab hold of this problem, and together with you, and we're going to press against it until it moves out of your life. Church, this morning, don't give up. No matter what's going on in your life, it is not irrelevant. It is so relevant to the heart of God. But stay in it, because he's right there with you, and he'll stay with you until he picks you up and pulls you out of that ditch. It's a rescue operation with the Holy Spirit. So what just happens to you when he gets you out of the ditch? The Holy Spirit grabs hold of your weakness and helps you push them out of the way. And this, church, is his responsibility. He'll keep pressing with you against that problem until what you're facing is moved completely out of your life and you're out of that pit for good. He will put your feet back on solid ground. And there's no better scripture than Acts 3:7. Then he took hold of the man's right hand with a firm grip and raised him up. And at once his feet and ankle bones became strong and steady. You know, lastly, this morning, the truth of God's word is the Holy Spirit. He is your comforter. John 14:16-7 says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me." And he, church, he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you will know him intimately because he will make his home in you and will live inside you. The Comforter is with you always, and he will keep you whole. He will keep you healed this morning. He is the one who guides, defends, comforts, and consoles. His relationship with us, it's not distant. You don't need to beg him to come to you or plead him to draw near. He is always with us. But it's not just when we're in trouble. It's not just when we've got obstacles. He also comes alongside of us to assist us in our daily affairs and bring the reality of Jesus Christ in our lives. From the moment the Holy Spirit takes up residence in our hearts, we can continually rely on his partnership to help us overcome any obstacles we might face in life. But it's to have a relationship with him. So this morning, church, the Holy Spirit, he wants to make you brave this morning. He wants to come alongside. Have you been asking for that help to come alongside of you? The Holy Spirit this morning is the one who promises to come alongside of you. He's going to remove every obstacle. Just call out to him, and he is your ever-present help in time of need or trouble. He will pull you out of the ditch, and he will comfort you always. Lord, I just pray for every single person listening this morning that, Holy Spirit, you have come alongside of us. You have been sent to make your church brave. Father, that you have come alongside of us to help us to remember that it is you who removes every obstacle. As the creative team comes this morning, he will pull you out of the ditch and he will comfort you always. God bless you, church, as this word goes forward this morning into your hearts and into your lives. God has made a way. You know, you might be in this place this morning and you say, "Naomi, I actually don't have Jesus in my heart. And I've been hearing you speak about this Savior. I've been hearing you speak about this rescuer. But I don't know him like you know him." Well, let me tell you, friend, this morning, this is an invitation for every single person. God sent his Son to earth to die for all humanity. Why? That you could be rescued, that you could have a comforter, that you could be strengthened. It says in Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you know what the word of God says is that you will be saved. That means to be never separated from his love, that you can have hope just as Sarah found the hope of a Savior. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal it to you today. And if you want to join with me in this moment as a church, we're going to pray this prayer inviting this Savior, this hope, Jesus Christ, into our hearts. Why don't you pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, today I receive you into my heart. I declare, Jesus, you are Lord. I believe in my heart that Jesus, you died for me on a cross, and that God, you raised Jesus from the dead so I could be saved and have eternal life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to say, welcome into the kingdom of God, where you get to meet the personal Savior, Jesus Christ, who will walk alongside of you all the days of your life. But we don't want to leave you just in that moment at the start of your journey. We want to be able to walk alongside you as His church, encouraging you, giving you knowledge of the Word of God so that you can begin to understand and know Jesus Christ from yourself. All you need to do is go to gc.org.au/first steps, and that will give you the resources on how to follow Jesus. God bless you this morning, church. We're going to come around a time of worship this morning. But in this time of worship, let the Holy Spirit be received by your hearts. Let the Holy Spirit minister to your mind and your hearts. If there's sickness in your body, let the Holy Spirit minister to you this morning as we worship and as we keep our eyes on Him. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, church.